This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Have you ever thought about hardship, trials, and tribulations as the pathway to peace? When you get deeper into Reinhold Niebuhr's prayer, the Serenity Prayer, that's exactly how he prays. I don't know about you, but it scares me just a bit, at times a good bit, to pray like that. I mean, it's like I'm saying, okay, God, whatever you have for me, I'm willing to accept that because I know, as painful as it may be, that's going to end up being your gift of peace to me. And I'm like, but please don't send any hardships today. I'm too busy for anything bad to happen. It's been a good day so far. Or if it's been an uphill battle all week, praying like that is still difficult. Then it's like, oh Lord, enough, no mas. So what's happening here? And I'm just assuming that you aren't perfect and that you still struggle at least a little teeny bit with this too. So what's happening? Well, this comes down to our struggle to trust God as our loving Heavenly Father who knows us better than we know ourselves. It really comes down to, can I trust God? And the answer is, yes, of course we can. He's the good, good Father. But that word accept is not easy for us, is it? We're saying, what you give, whatever it is, I'm willing to receive. I accept it. Doing so doesn't mean we're weird spiritual masochists who find some pleasure in misery, as if bringing on the pain will make us more worthy of God. Instead, it's a quiet trust that God will make all things right in His time. And there is a deep and abiding peace that comes in that. There's a freedom in it too. We are no longer bound by desires, whether it's to get our own way or to get a step ahead of others in the blessing game. You know, like some people say, I'm more blessed than you because I've suffered this or suffered that. Or I'm free of pain, and therefore I'm proof that I'm highly favored because I've got the 3-car garage and a house in the Hamptons. No, not that at all. But this is a simple trust in God and His care. It's trusting, truly trusting our lives with God. And instead of making us fearful, well, it becomes very freeing. Job said in Job 1:21, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I shall return. The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And Habakkuk prayed like this, "Even though the fig trees have no blossoms, and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails, and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields, and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will praise the Lord. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation." A.W. Tozer once said it like this, "It is doubtful whether God can bless a man greatly until he has hurt him deeply." Think about that and come back here next week. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God has created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head, found the way downstairs and drank a cup, looking